Now, it's very easy to look at the failures of the League of Nations, particularly in the 1930s. But just before we do that, we're going to have a look at some other aspects the League got right, particularly in the 1920s. And this is the work of the commissions. It's easy to forget about this and focus just on the peacekeeping aspect of the League. But don't forget that side memory word. There are four aims to the League. It's not all about keeping peace. So, let's look at refugees first. The League did a huge amount of work in returning refugees to their homes after World War I, and it's reckoned that about 400,000 people were returned back, who were prisoners during the war, returned back home as a result of the League's work. Now, there was also a refugee crisis in Turkey in 1922, and the League of Nations assisted in helping to put that right. In terms of working conditions, the International Labour Organization brought in measures to ban things like poisonous white lead from paint, limited the hours that children could work, and generally made working conditions better. Also, they introduced a resolution for a maximum 48-hour week and an 8-hour day. Sadly, not many countries actually adopted it. In terms of health, the World Health Organization also helped to fight diseases involving things such as leprosy, malaria, yellow fever. And perhaps the work of the Health Committee was perhaps one of the real positives of the League in amongst all the failures. And in terms of transport, they helped to make recommendations for shipping lanes, producing a highway code for motorists, and also fought against illegal drug trafficking as well, and slavery. So, real some successes for the League there anyway, that if we're writing an essay about the League of Nations, unless it tells us directly to talk about just border disputes and peace, we could actually talk about those in an essay. So, that's it. Now we're going to move on to look at failures. Whoopee.